Welcome to the Bentonville Beacon, where we bring you success stories from business leaders and owners about their triumphs and growth in the Bentonville and Northwest Arkansas community. You'll hear about how Bentonville has been the backdrop for incredible growth, not only for businesses and their employees, but in their personal lives as well. Tune in, subscribe, and enjoy hearing about Bentonville, where you get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Welcome back to the Bentonville Beacon Podcast, where we're sharing stories and advice from the entrepreneurs, business executives, and community leaders sparking the rise of the greater Bentonville area, which represents one of the fastest growing and most dynamic cities and economies in the United States, and is nestled in the Ozark Mountains of Northwest Arkansas in the heartland of America. Hey, I'm your host, James Bell, and today I am thrilled to share the studio with Dana Schlagenhaft, who is the driving force behind Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. As the executive director of DBI, Dana is at the forefront of making sure that downtown Bentonville is a vibrant hub for the community, orchestrating memorable events and initiatives that make our downtown, especially the square, a magnetic hub of activity for residents and visitors alike. From the much-loved Bentonville Christmas Parade to First Friday, the innovative Downtown Now show, and more, Dana's leadership fosters a unique sense of place and belonging. Today, she'll share the story behind her journey, the mission of DBI, and her thoughts on Bentonville's future. Dana, welcome to the Bentonville Beacon Podcast.
Thank you, James. That was the nicest intro. Very touched. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Will you share with the audience what you would like them to know about you?
Sure. Just the brief bio. Dana Schlagenhaft, you got the last name right. Thank you very much for that. It's not an easy one. I'm the executive director at Downtown Bentonville Incorporated, joined by an amazing team of people that wants to enhance the downtown experience for everyone. Before that, I've been a communications consultant, a small business owner. I've worked in marketing. I worked in broadcast journalism for around 10 years. And I'm a local girl, grew up in Bentonville and went to the University of Arkansas. Have two kids, Ben and Emma. They're amazing and awesome, and I'm married to my best friend, Alan.
That's awesome. Fantastic. And so you're a rare breed around here, one of the 36% who were born in Arkansas and here. So, well, yes. Actually, I guess it's less than 36% that were born here, 36% in Arkansas.
Now, I was raised here.
Yeah.
I was actually born in Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay. So you fall in the 64.
But I moved here as a very, very little girl, and my dad's side of the family my dad grew up here. He was born where Ledger is now. So
wow.
We have deep roots here.
That's very cool. Will you talk about DBI, about Downtown Bentonville? What's your mission and how do you fulfill that mission?
Our mission is to enhance the downtown experience for everyone. So what does that mean to us? That means that everyone has a place in our downtown. That means everyone should have an experience and feel recognized and celebrated downtown. We do that primarily through really big parties. And so we like to call ourselves the wild teenagers. We're the ones that throw parties downtown and get the music going a little loud and get everyone out dancing. But it's an important thing for our downtown to make sure that that people can come experience it as a family. It's really important that we have low cost or free events for people who can come grab a hot dog or a funnel cake, see their teachers and their neighbors and other people in the community and just gather together. So we take our job really seriously, but we have a lot of fun doing it.
Well, I'm very thankful for that. I love bringing my family downtown, whether it's just me and my wife or my son or all of us, we have a great time. In fact, we were enjoying my son and I got to enjoy some funnel cakes Friday night at First Friday.
All right.
It was his first funnel cake.
Oh,
so it was a blast.
He'll always remember that.
That's exactly right. Well, so you mentioned events. Some of my favorites are the Bentonville Christmas Parade, First Friday, Farmers Market. Will you talk more about the events, perhaps share some of your favorites?
Sure. Our team loves the Bentonville Christmas Parade. I don't think you can't find anyone in the community that doesn't love that. And that's our biggest event. It really marks the end of our season. And we love doing that. Lighting the Square is another great one. Really for us to be able to recognize the city staff, parks and recreation workers that are putting up lights for months for our community. And then we just get to be the lucky ones that flip the switch and put on a light show and gather people downtown. So our holiday events, I think that's where our hearts are. We love those events. It's really fun to see people gather. We love our First Friday events. They're fun. You get to see kids dancing in the streets. Yeah. We enjoy it. I think we get a lot out of it, and it really drives us to make the next one better and better. We love our farmers market. I'm saying I love all of our events. We really do. Well, I can't pick a favorite. Our farmers markets are just a beautiful way to start a Saturday in Bentonville. And then I can't leave out our newest event is our New Year's Eve party. And that's where we kind of pivot. And it's not a family event. It's exactly what you'd think you'd experience on a New Year's Eve party. There's loud music and there's drinks and there's all kinds of fun. And we will have this next one on the sixth floor of Ledger. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of people, and we have a lot of things planned.
Well, this year, I'm planning on dragging my wife out to that. Yes. Last year for the first one, we were at the hospital with a new baby.
I was going to say, You have really little ones, but we'll make sure that you get on the list this year to come.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, one of the other great things that you do is storytelling through Downtown Now. Will you talk about what is that platform and what do you want people to experience through it?
Well, when we say downtown is for everyone, I truly believe in, and my partner at Downtown Now, Aaron, and our other editor, Chandler, believe that everyone has a unique story. And we just like to tell them. Aaron's a former journalist. I have a background in broadcast journalism. This is just a way that we can use our passion to help people connect. If you know your neighbor's story, if you know someone's background, you feel more connected as a community. You feel like you're home. And so whether it's really cool interviews that we could do with all kinds of people that might be eye-catching to, mm-hmm. you know, stories about just someone right down the street that has some kind of story that sparked our interest and we wanted to tell it. It's a combination of those things. And hopefully we're doing justice telling the story of downtown Bentonville and Bentonville as a city.
Wow. Well, you're doing a great job. I love watching the show, and I'm kind of jealous of some of the guests that you get.
We have had
to talk with you about that.
We need to talk about it. I pinch myself every time I get to sit down and do really cool interviews. It's such a dream to be able to do this. And for Downtown Bentonville Incorporated and our board of directors to let us do this kind of a project it's meant the world to me.
Absolutely. So Dana, you yourself have been a business owner. Mm-hmm. How does that affect the way that you approach your job, your work at DBI and supporting small businesses downtown?
I was a small business owner for just a few years. It's not for the faint of heart. I know
it is
that
hard.
I'm not a small business owner anymore. I'm a small business cheerleader now. I think it's changed my approach maybe from other people that have been in my position at Downtown mm-hmm. Bentonville, because I do view our decisions with some empathy to people that are trying to run a business downtown. You know, minimizing road closures, making sure that there's access to parking, even if that means our staff parking far away, just to prove the point that those spots in front of those retailers are important for them to be able to get customers in the door. You know, understanding that our decisions affect business owners, but also we can step in and help them amplify and help them share their stories or specials they're having or how unique their stores are. So I think I have a lot of empathy for them. They're the strongest, toughest people out there. If you're a small business owner, you're amazing. And so we just want to do what we can to support them.
Excellent. I'll second that. Small business owners are amazing. That's hard work.
It is.
That's the hardest work of all.
And it's 24/7. Like it doesn't stop.
That's exactly right. Dana, how do partnerships with organizations like the Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce, where I work, and Visit Bentonville, the City of Bentonville, and others, how do y'all partner with those organizations?
It's changed, I think, over the years. Mm-hmm. I've been in this role officially for 1 year, and a big part of those partnerships was me asking a lot of questions and learning, you know, how the city works. I learned pretty quickly that you don't just shout things from the back of the room in a city council meeting. You actually have to sign it.
Right.
So like even little things that most people I think should know. But, you know, the knowledge shared from the folks at Visit Bentonville that have been doing what they do for years and years getting to have interactions with Brandom, your new president and CEO at the chamber, and hearing about his experiences and being able to talk to him, those are great partnerships. We learn from each other. We do need to collaborate, but we also need to just gather information and experiences so we can get better.
Yeah.
I'm a question asker. I'm going to ask a lot of questions. And so that's what these partnerships are to me, is me figuring out how I can help you, how you can help me, and how we can work together.
Excellent. What's your, thinking about downtown Bentonville and its businesses, what's your favorite thing about it right now?
Oh, about downtown. Well, I would have said a month ago, the tulips, but they're gone now.
Already.
So not right now. In general, I have two favorite things, the tulips when they come out and the Christmas lights when they come on. Those are the sweet spots for downtown where you can just go sit on a bench and have a cup of coffee and it's just magic. So those are my favorite things.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the now, as our town continues to build and grow. What would be, if Dana Schlagenhaft got to see what the future would be, what would your vision for the future be? Or how do you see the narrative of Bentonville changing in the future or evolving?
It's
might be a better word.
So much.
Yeah.
The future for me is maintaining what made Bentonville special when I was 8 years old. Downtown, maybe downtown watching the robbery reenactment, which was something we grew up watching downtown every year. I want to maintain that. And what does that mean? Sometimes I don't know, and I don't have all the answers, but that's what I want in the future. It's not a building. It's not any kind of special amenity. It's a vibe and maintaining that vibe. It's going down the street and looking people in the eye and saying good morning and engaging. It's a very Bentonville thing to do. I don't want to lose that. So whatever I can do to maintain that, I probably creep people out on the street by saying hello a lot and wanting to engage. But to me, that's really important. And that's what Bentonville is.
That's perfect. I feel the same way. I mean, like, it's so nice to be in a town where you can walk down the street and say hello to somebody. Not only do they say it back, but they mean it.
They do.
Right? Here's the crazy part. Like, for me, just one of my first interesting interactions in Bentonville, I think, is going through a drive-thru. Everywhere except in Bentonville, I've had the experience where you go through the drive-thru and they ask how you are, while they're shoving the stuff in your hand. They don't even make eye contact with you. Even at drive-thrus here, people ask how you are and they mean it and they talk a moment. And the same thing happens on the street, though. I can tell you with certainty that a number of people move here because that's a key factor. A number of entrepreneurs, for example, who come here, spend time in the accelerators or to visit or whatever to do business, tell me that it's walking down the street and those interactions make an impact on their decisions.
I mean, I don't know how do you measure that? What metric? I don't know how to follow and make sure you maintain it. I don't know how to check every year and make sure our friendly levels are.
I don't either.
I don't know, but I think that's special.
Yeah, we're hitting it out of the park on that one. Yeah. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah.
Will you share a story with me?
Sure.
And this will be a hashtag because Bentonville story. Okay. So it's something that happened where you look back at it and you think that could only happen in Bentonville, or maybe it describes the essence of this place.
This is a terrible story.
Well,
as a storyteller, that's a terrible way to start a story. This is a good story.
Oh, great.
Several years ago, this is a because Bentonville story. Several years ago, before I worked for DBI, I found out Tom Cruise was downtown. Now, like, normally people in Bentonville are pretty, like, whatever to celebrities. They walk around and we don't do very much, but that was Tom Cruise.
Of course.
So I found out where he was eating. I got dressed up. I had my husband go to dinner and I ate dinner about 7 feet away from Tom Cruise. That's the only time in my entire time I've been in Bentonville that I've heard people screaming and that I've seen mobs of people following someone.
Oh, wow.
Later on, he walked into 21C into the lobby and I visibly heard women screaming. So kind of not a Bentonville story, but also like, that would only happen in Bentonville.
Of course.
So I like to say I ate dinner with Tom Cruise in downtown Bentonville. Kind
Perfect.
Of.
Kind of. Hey, he was in the room?
He was in the room.
That's awesome. As we sort of lean into the final chapter of this show, will you share, to the extent that you can, you shared about the New Year's Eve party, which is a a second year new thing, but what's new? What's coming new for DBI, or what are you doing in the future?
I don't think it's any surprise people, we're navigating a lot of construction downtown.
Oh, yes.
So maybe not new specifically to DBI, but we're really excited about some of the things coming in. We're very aware of the growing pains downtown. With construction comes a lot of noise and delays and road closures, but we see the quilt of parks, being built in Bentonville, and specifically the A Street project. That's going to be a game changer for events in a couple years, where we don't have to close the Sure. entire downtown area. We'll have a pedestrian walkway that's actually created for events. That's going to be big for DBI and for the city. So I would say keep an eye on that. Have a lot of grace right now. We're trying to acclimate to the jackhammer sounds downtown. Mm-hmm. We get it. But I think good things are coming.
Yeah. I love that Quilters Parks project and A Street Promenade in particular. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to contact mm-hmm. you or get to know more about Downtown Bentonville Inc., which mm-hmm. which is also where they'll find out more about Downtown Bentonville. Yep. How do they do that?
They can email me, dana@downtownbentonville.org.
Perfect.
I'll respond. I had someone email me yesterday and ask, when should they come in town to avoid the cicadas? So I will answer every email to the best of my ability.
That sounds like a Visit Bentonville question. Send it over to Kayleen. Yeah. We get those calls too. They're kind of fun.
They're the best emails.
Exactly. As somebody who's passionate about downtown Bentonville and our community spirit, what advice do you have for leaders, for residents, for newcomers on how to get involved and what they should be doing here?
Figure out what you're good at doing and find a way to do it and help our community doing it, whether that's storytelling or something else. And don't be afraid to just ask. People say yes. It's amazing. In Bentonville, you can build anything. You have a lot of people around you to support you. And just ask for help and ask for favors, and people will say yes.
Excellent. I'm writing that down. In Bentonville, you can build anything. That is absolutely true.
There you go. There's our new city slogan.
Yeah, right. we recently overhauled our Bentonville Economic mm-hmm. Development website. And I got to tell you, for 3 years, I've been sort of struggling with the tagline for that website. And one day, out of 3 years of conversations and maybe a little use of ChatGPT, it suddenly evolved. And, by the way, for the poor web developers, it evolved in the 11th hour and 59th minute of several months of working on the new website.
Can you change everything now?
Yeah. So we're like, we'll back into changing some of this stuff. But we ended up with Birthplace of Walmart, Playground for Pioneers.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. Right?
So now we'll weave that into it.
I like Playground.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Let me ask you a question I didn't give you any heads up on.
Okay.
Speaking of how people can get involved, how mm-hmm. can people most help DBI and your mission?
We love having volunteers at events. When we do the Christmas parade, we need a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
I don't think people realize we're not the city. We're a nonprofit, so obviously we are funded by sponsorships partially. So if you want to help fund us, that's a great way to help as well. But we're a group of six people putting on these massive events. So volunteer, come into our office, say hello, chat with us. We love talking with people, and we can point you in ways that you can help us at Farmers Market, at First Friday, and during holiday events.
Cool. How do people find your office? I know where it is, but how do people find it?
If you know where the Coca-Cola mural is on the Tate Haney building, there's a door just to the south of it. And mm-hmm. just walk up the stairs and we're right upstairs. You're going to think you're walking into a living room, but it's not someone's home. It's our office.
She's not wrong.
No, I know, right?
It's kind of a cool setup. I like it. We can't finish this off without sort of a fun, whimsical mm-hmm. question. Suppose downtown Bentonville is the setting for a new superhero movie.
Okay.
What local feature gives our hero their powers?
Oh, the water tower.
Nice.
Our iconic water tower. I don't know how it gives them powers, Magical water. I don't know.
Magical water. There we go. I like it. Okay, Dana, last question.
Okay.
What's something I should have asked that I did not ask you?
I like to ask people what keeps you up at night. Is that negative?
It's not, no, it's not, that's a great question. What keeps you up at night, Dana?
I like that. I also like the question. I'm sorry, I'm going to throw questions at you because I love interviewing. I also like the question, are you more driven by success or the agony of defeat? Like, you know, which one drives you? I think that tells a lot about people too.
I'm going to have you answer on both. Yeah. I love that second question.
And the first one. I'm not driven. I'm actually driven by the agony of defeat, which is awful. I don't think that's the better of the two answers. I don't like to lose. So that's my driver. And I think keeping me up at night is funding a small nonprofit in a very rapidly growing downtown and making sure that everyone's heard and can enjoy it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. Dana, thank you so much. Thank you for everything that you do. I mean, your passion for Bentonville shines through. The events that you'll put on bring so much to our community. I know for my family personally, it means a lot to us. And I can tell you also through those events, just the things happening around the square in particular that I've had folks tell me over and over again, even after being in town for an hour, I stood in the square and I can feel the energy of this place. There's just this special magical energy that happens there, even when an event's not going.
But that means we've done our job.
That's right.
So I like to hear that.
So thank you. Thank you for everything you do for Bentonville.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hey, to our audience, thank you for tuning in. Will you spread the word about today's chat and keep up with the stories, the people, and the places that make Bentonville the best place on the planet to live, work, and play? The Bentonville Beacon is brought to you by the Greater Bentonville Area Chamber of Commerce, where I proudly serve as Vice President for Economic Development. So catch all of our episodes at bentonvillebeacon.com, on YouTube, or on your favorite podcast platform. Until we meet again, let's keep making connections and celebrating the stories that make Bentonville vibrant. See you again soon.